on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
All right, y'all. So if you've never played Friday Cry Day with us before, first off, welcome to the show. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us. Checking his ass. Did I say ass? I think I said ass.
Wow.
Unnecessarily said
there
ass.
There will be
right
no
there.
Checking ass
don't
during
check,
Friday
don't
Friday.
Don't check out the ass, y'all.
Get that out of here.
The game goes like this. Jess is a very sensitive person, and she's going to present to you three stories of why she may have cried this week, all right? You are going to try to deduce which of these three stories was the real cry. Now, sit back, relax, enjoy the tears. This is called Friday Cry Day. Which one of these is the real cry? Here we go. Story number one.
Story number one. So Garage Boy and I celebrated our 2-year wedding anniversary this week, and a tradition that we have started is we get tiramisu to have while we watch all of our wedding videos because that was the flavor of our wedding cake. Now, we go to the bakery, and the guy working there was just one of those people that is just like the sun. Like, he was just so cool. He was so sweet. He was so fun. Like, we ended up being there just like chopping it up, laughing, right? And when we go to pay, he just looked at us and goes, "Don't worry about it. This one's on me." Now, the thing about that is that we didn't even tell him that it was our anniversary. We literally were just having so much fun with this guy. He probably was like, "Why are these people getting tiramisu on a Monday?" I don't know, but we had a great time. And I literally started crying because this man had no idea what we were there for or what we were celebrating, but he was just being so kind because he could be, and it was really, really sweet.
It's cute. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thanks. Again.
Story number two.
So Charlotte and I spoke at a school for career day, 3 different classes of 4th graders. It was incredible. It was so much fun. Shout out to Stoneley Elementary. Shout out to Miss J. And part of the presentation, we showed a few social media clips from the show. And one of them was from Nieces Know Best. And I picked one where my niece Maya is talking about mental health. And she shares a moment where she felt really overwhelmed and basically how she handled that. And the second that this video started, the room got so quiet and these kids were locked in on her. And they were listening to her and what she was saying. And so afterwards, I asked, "What's something that we learned from Maya today?" And so many hands like shot up into the air. And I think hearing all of these kids and their interpretation of what they learned from her was so special and made me cry because it's just like a reminder that you never really know who's listening or what small thing might stay with somebody. And in that moment, it was definitely with the 4th graders.
Was it weird doing career day when like you're like the person now?
Was
that strange? Because like I can't imagine. It just seems like yesterday. Weren't we like the kids that were like, "Whoa, what? You got a job? That's crazy."
Well, when we got there, I was telling one of the teachers, I was like, "I couldn't tell you the last time I was in elementary school. There's like pencils, like the little desks and everything. And it's just so colorful in there." And it was such
crazy,
a special
man.
Experience.
All right. Story number three.
So Garage Boy and I have this agreement for anniversaries that we don't really do gifts just because we would rather spend on experiences together. So I was not expecting anything on our wedding anniversary, but he comes around the corner with a box and he's like, "I know what we said, but when I saw this, I had to get it." And he got me this framed artwork that has like 3 little map locations on it. And one is from where we met, where we got engaged, and where we got married. And it's all places from back home. So I immediately start crying because somehow my husband managed to basically turn Google Maps into a love letter for me. And it's not just our love story, but it's also just a piece of home for us.
Yeah. Were you a little bit mad though he had a gift and you didn't? That's always the worst because you're like, it's always a little awkward though, isn't it?
No,
it wasn't
was
awkward at all because I'm always like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't get you anything."
No, it was like the sweetest ever. It was literally like the sweetest thing in the world.
I wish I got you something though. I didn't know we were doing gifts this year though. All right. What was the real cry? Mason and Towson. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. You got 3 stories. Honestly, this week, there's a lot of elements here. There's a lot of elements. I don't know if I can give you, the Garage Boy stuff always, there's a lot. I mean, the tiramisu, there's the kids. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't really guide you in a good direction of which one to go with. Which one's the real cry, you think?
This one was really tough.
Yeah.
I gotta go 3 because I feel like the Garage Boy's gestures just really make Jess cry. Like,
yeah.
Most times.
It's a solid the way anniversary, you know, like it's graduates. It's a very nice thing to do. It's a lot. It's
I feel like she downplayed the fact that she didn't get him anything. Like, I feel like, Jess, I feel like you, that would have made you cry more. You're like, I didn't get you anything. This is so sweet.
I know. She kind of blew me off on that. It always feels like something. You don't feel awkward when somebody gives you a gift and you don't give them something back. Like, that's always an awkward feeling.
Supposed to feel bad?
Yeah, kind of. I feel like it's always.
No.
It's just this weird vibe of when you say we're doing no gifts and then you give somebody and then your partner gives you a gift, you always feel like crap.
I think I would feel like that awkwardness and uncomfortability if it was like a friend or a coworker. But because it's him and I know what the vibe is, and I also just because I wish you guys could meet this man in person, because like, when he says that he genuinely doesn't care or doesn't want anything.
No, I don't think he cares. Yeah. I just think it's always awkward when, like, I think it's more on him than it's on you. Because the agreement was no gifts. Anyway, back to the game.
Tell me you didn't cry.
Wait, what?
I'm so sorry.
Let's get back
hello.
To the game.
Mason.
Let's get back. She's like, did I win or did I not? I got things
Mason,
to do today, guys.
I'm so sorry.
Yes. Was that the real cry, Jess?
Yeah, no, that was definitely the real cry.
Okay, there we go. Let's get back to the game.
Yes! Yeah.
She's like, y'all gotta move on my mom. I gotta get to work.
No, it was literally the real cry because I think there's just something about seeing the streets and like the every single location of where
it's
we
cute.
Are from and in our hometown. That was, I was bawling, you guys.
Yeah,
I was
cute.
Crying so hard.
That's really cute.
My boyfriend needs to take notes.
You
hit me up on social media and I'll have Garage Boy send him the link, all right?
What's your boyfriend's name? Mason, what's your boyfriend's name?
Henry.
Henry, what's up, Henry? Damn, we're going to shame you right here on the radio. 100,000 people listening right now.
Henry.
Like, Henry, what's up?
Get it together. Mason.
Wait, what did Henry do for your last, how long have you and Henry been together?
A little over 2 years.
Over 2 years. What did you do for your last anniversary? No, I want
to know. Our last anniversary, we went to Slim Chickens because it had just opened in Cockins.
No, not Slim Chickens.
Well, it
listen,
you,
hey, there's
wait,
nothing wrong with Slim Chickens.
Did you want to go? Wait,
I'm sure
on.
It's a nice establishment,
hang on.
By the way.
Mason, is that where you wanted to go or no?
I was okay with it.
No, that's not the answer I want.
Mason.
No, you weren't.
Mason, what's going on?
And this is what we got to work on.
Where's Henry?
Actually, give me his number.
Yeah, we got to call Henry. This is not good. When's your next anniversary?
It's forgive and forget next week. Slim Chicken never again. We're going to get you on.
And then listen, I want to say something about Slim Chickens really quick because I've never been there before. I'm sure it's a fine establishment.
No.
But there needs to be more than just Slim Chickens going on. You know what I mean?
It depends on the caliber of the chicken. I would say.
He did write me a really sweet card.
What did it say? What did it say? I want to know what it said.
That's actually points for Henry.
I want to know what the card said.
Also, though, it would be fine if you were like, no, this is what we should do. Like, I'm hype about this. But that feels more so like a low-key date night, like not the wedding anniversary unless that was your dream. And if it's not your dream, then like he needs to wake up.
Maybe your dream's
okay. We're not married yet. It's okay.
Not yet. Okay.
We're married.
We're not going to get married to Henry right now.
No, but
he's
that's the issue is
do.
You shouldn't have to be married to feel like a princess.
God.
Do you get what I'm saying?
You're
so
right,
like
Jess.
He needs to step
right.
it up. Honestly, give me his phone number.
It's like the everyday things that he makes me feel special.
Okay, now he's back, baby. He's back. We're so back. We're so back. That's
we're
what
back.
We love. All right. We're back. All right, therapy session's over. Congratulations. We call this Friday Credit. Bye, everybody.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.